This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Despite ongoing economic uncertainty and rising grocery prices, beef has defied expectations at the meat counter. Historically tighter household budgets tend to push consumers toward more affordable proteins like pork and chicken. Yet in a surprising shift, beef has not only held its ground, but it's actually increased its value and demand. This unusual trend suggests that consumers still see beef as a worthwhile splurge, prioritizing quality and familiarity even when money is tight. We'll talk with the folks at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association next.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods Month this April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Learn more about the nutritional benefits of soy by visiting iasoybeans.com. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
Many of us, including those in ag marketing, have asked how beef has maintained its popularity during prolonged economic uncertainty, and how long can the trend continue? Mike Simone is Executive Director of Market Research and Intelligence at the NCBA, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and he offers insights into current grocery store dynamics. He notes that while consumers are mindful of higher beef prices, they keep bringing it home to the dinner table.
Consumers have stuck with this record sales this past year, over $40 billion with a B in beef sales, which is over half, about 55%. Beef accounts for total fresh meat and about $6 billion in pounds in terms of volume of the sales. So not quite a record. We've had a little bit more volume sales in the past, but still pretty remarkable numbers. So consumers have stuck with this. A year ago at this time, we didn't quite think that would be the case with tighter supplies, contraction of the cattle herd, fewer cattle going to harvest, but the market responded. There's heavier cattle now. They're staying on feed longer. So greater weights, increase in imports helped to offset the losses in total number of head going to harvest. So that really kind of buoyed the market, and consumers have stuck with us so far. They love their beef. They continue to purchase it despite the higher prices. Remarkable growth heading into 25 right out of the chute here.
In 2024, beef remained the most consumed protein, holding its top spot in terms of volume. While chicken brought in a higher total sales dollars, but that figure is influenced by its broader availability and lower price per pound at the meat case.
They are. Beef continues to be number one. Chicken's a little bit more in terms of volume sales for 24, but in part of that's just the price factor, the value. It's literally about half the price of a pound of ground beef. So again, there's still economic pressures out there, and we continue to focus on that value and versatility, convenience factor for beef, and what you can do with it at beefwithwhatsfordinner.com in terms of recipe development and what you can do with leftovers and trying to compete with chicken in that regard as well.
According to Simone, consumers still feel confident that beef delivers more value for their grocery dollar, even with its traditionally higher price tag. Whether it's in versatility, flavor, or satisfaction it offers, beef continues to justify the investment in shoppers' minds. That perceived value plays a key role in its steady demand.
By and large, consumers, that when they rate the proteins, beef tends to be top by and far by 57-60%. Typically, most of the time, a good 20-plus points higher than chicken in terms of those rankings. So I think that's a major influence. Consumers are buying with their taste buds to begin with. Price is important, but they love that experience.
Beef's resilience in the face of economic pressure highlights a deeper connection between consumers and the product. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting. Have a great day.